Hello, my name is Manon Magoteau and I am the curator of the Van Buren Museum and Garden, but also the exhibition around Art Deco Interbellum Sculptures.
What has been added with this exhibition?
This exhibition is such a wonderful project because it is a unique setting for a beautiful exhibition. Both the house, the art collection, and the exhibition project and artworks are from the same period of time. It's from the interbellum years, the 20s and the 30s, so it's very coherent as a whole.
This temporary exhibit is sculptures that have been put throughout the gardens and throughout the house.
The idea of the exhibition was to make difficult for the visitor to say, oh, is this work from the exhibition or is this work from the house, a part of the art collection?
That's the amazing thing about this museum and why people should come, is that they put together this incredible collection. And there's a Bruegel, there's a Van Dongen, it's extraordinary.
Absolutely. The house is very famous for the Art Deco style, but our art collection, the paintings, the sculptures are truly amazing. We have, as you said, the most famous artists from the Belgian avant-garde and also painting from the 17th and 18th century. So it's a very large art collection.
These sculptures, how do you decide where you're going to put what?
It's truly the instinct, actually. We wanted to create something that was smooth and very free. We avoided to use contemporary settings or, let's say, bases that are too different from the museum, the art decoration, the interior architecture. We wanted something casual. Let's put a sculpture onto the piano so we have something, just in French we say négligé.
Another thing is that both the Van Buren's aesthetic and the show's aesthetic is that this is all from between the two wars, but there is no abstract art. It's all figurative art. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is correct. The Van Buren's seemed not to like the avant-garde too strong, too abstract. So they stayed with the figurative works. We have some art from the collection, some piece of art that are, let's say, in their way to the abstraction, but it's not very deep. They could have a Picasso, but they didn't, so it's truly a part of their aesthetic. The house is very famous for the Art Deco style, as I said, but we have also a wonderful garden. Many gardens were constructed for a long period of time, but it's a unique place in Belgium. We are the first historical garden in Belgium recognized by the Council of Europe. So, as you can imagine, it's very surprising to find them in the heart of Brussels. You have more than an hectare here in Brussels to discover a labyrinth, a heart garden, or large rosery, a rose garden. It's very, very unique. We are very lucky because the Van Buren really wanted to work with the best. The original gardens were made by Jules Buissens. It's a very specific new movement in the landscape architecture. It's called Nouveau Jardin Pittoresque, and it is truly amazing because it creates painting frames with different feeling through the garden. You have a more alpine garden in a part of the landscape, another place with a little river, and you have a small rose garden, so it's very different. In the late 60s, René Pocher, another very famous landscape architect, created another part of the garden, the labyrinth and the heart garden, and both were commissioned by Alice Van Buren as a legacy to her late husband. Actually, it was a love declaration to her late husband, David.
This show is on until the end of September, but even if you miss the show, you have to come and see this house and this garden.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed. It's a very specific and special place. It's a true journey through time, I think.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.